still do. We had a wedding at the church not too long ago, and they had, I never forget when my son got married, my baby brother out here. He got in, Fred and Brenda came out to get in the car. Freddie opens the door for Brenda to get in, and then he's going to go around the car to get in over there. And when he did, my brother jumped in the back seat, locked all the doors, and he and Brenda were in the car, and my son could get in the car with the bride. This went on for about 15, 20 minutes. I thought Freddie was going to kill him. And then we had put balloons, filled cars up with balloons.
Uh-huh.
I'm not one I have heard of them doing it, and they did it one time at our church. But they opened a can of sardines and poured all over the motor of the car, which was terrible. And like to have killed us because one of the couples did that, you know, which wasn't a good thing to do. Uh-huh. But we throw rice, put rice in the car, and if we can know where they stay in, we fill the beds full of rice. Or you put them in their apartment when they come back home, the beds loaded with wire so we can get a key to get in. Such things as that, you know.
They ever serenade them or anything like that? Mm-hmm. No. You don't remember hearing the old folk tell about how they used to do stuff like that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Mama never did talk too much about it. We have a write-up of her wedding, but she never did talk too much about it. Like you said a while ago, that's sort of private, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She liked to tell things like that, or you talk to you about things like that.
Mm-hmm. So, who all would you have in a wedding?
Somebody else. That's my baby brother.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I got a little tune and then I come back and get some gas. Well, I ain't got no gas.
Huh?
For the long one.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't go anywhere because my car won't.
Well, why not?
I don't know. Gary's coming after that twice.
Gary Gunner?
Yeah.
I'll go do that for
you. Okay.
He's the one who sells
antique. Yeah. And his wife's dead. When she died, we could have been. She was so. She had this all planned. She was a heart patient. She had no other choice but he would be put on the lot with me. And be up here with me and my husband. He has two children, but they were both married and lived in Alabama. So that's what we've done. We put him in a double wide out there. We had them up here maybe 2 months when she died.
Well, it's good to have them close by.
Yeah.
But in the wedding, you would have just the bride and the groom. And then...
Well, I mean, just like when my brother got married there, he had the bride. Pictures that way. Well, I have a picture of a bunch of them, but I would use his example. You see, you had the bride and groom and best man. She had one, two, three. She had three bridesmaids, one major of honor. She had a little flower girl. She had a ring bearer. And she had four ushers. The preacher for
the preacher.
And then she had somebody, the organist, and she had this guy to sing.
Mm-hmm. What about at a funeral? They have somebody to sing.
Yeah, they have a pianist and a soloist. And your preacher and your pallbearer.
Mm-hmm. They usually just have one preacher?
Sometimes they have two. Most of the time it's just one.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.